Just take your time, count your blessings here. Just lay right here for a second, yeah. It's a free world, let me get lost up in it.
Hello. This is Heathen Hippie speaking. Thank you for joining me again for some relaxation and release. The song opener is Real Magic by Ricky Reed. Bay is international right now, and I miss him lots. Ugh, I can't wait for y'all to hear his voice. A stranger once told him that it sounded like a porn star's, and honestly, I wouldn't mind. Thank you to my love for inspiring me every day, together or apart. Our story this week is called Wet and Wanting. Listen till the end to hear a fun secret about Bay and I's last date. We've just woken up. You're always so sweet and tender. You touch my shoulder, or you play with my hair in the morning, waking me up slowly, thoughtfully. I love waking up to you. I'm snuggled into you, like a little spoon. Good morning, love. You whisper in my ear. Your fingers crawl onto mine, and you stroke the back of my hand. I wiggle into you closer. Your lips kiss my jaw, my cheek, and then they find my mouth. You give me soft kisses. I press into you further. Your leg slides between mine. You press up in between, and when I buck in response, one of your hands wraps around my throat, choking me lightly on my jugular, so I can easily breathe. The blood rushes to my face. You chuckle in my ear as I squirm with my thighs wrapped tightly around your leg. Your other hand presses me down. There's a slippery trail on your quad. I shiver, and I untangle myself in an attempt to grab a calm moment. I'm ready to take you. But patience is a virtue, and you're worth waiting for. I relish in how wet between my legs feel. I'm ready to get kind of dirty, so I scoot into the bathroom. Easy cleanup. I'm hopping in the shower, I announce to you. Mind if I come too? You ask, after I've adjusted the water to my normal scald. You pull back the curtain and slip in front of me. We face each other while I let the water soak into my hair. It's hard to focus on your gorgeous face when you're in such close proximity to me, unencumbered by anything. Just a little body hair and the warmth of the water. You reach in closer to me with your arms around my body and you grab a shampoo bottle. I sniff into your elbow for the scent of your skin. I kiss the spot my nose has nuzzled, and I hear the shampoo bottle open. Your forearm is flexing, and I lean in toward your neck. My lips are hungry. I can hear your hands rubbing together while I leave a spot, licking up with my tongue. Sucking, making sure that your skin is sore, and then biting lightly. I repeat this over and over on your neck, your sweet, sensitive skin. You're working the shampoo into a lather, and your hands find my hair. You tug me off of you. I turn around with my back to you, getting the shampoo into my hair deliberately rubbing my neck, tugging on one of my earlobes playfully. All that your touch leaves starts at the base of my skull, travels down my spine, and across my nerve endings. My hair's end, you twist it around your hand and pull back. I arch more. Good girl. It's hot water, and yet I still have goosebumps. My body is relaxed. Your sensual touch has me so aroused. I can feel you hard sitting between my ass cheeks. You're demonstrating discipline and patience, bathing me. I can feel you've been waiting, wanting. My inner thighs are hot and sliding too. I face you and tilt my neck back to rinse my hair, begging you to play with my nipples. Your hands are still in my hair. You're helping rake out the suds lazily, while your mouth focuses on the buds perched on my chest. You bring your face up close to mine, resting your shaft between my thighs. I can't help but steal a kiss. 2, 3. And then your lips are mine, soft, delicious, aggressive, and playful. We alternate biting and sucking on one another's lips, the tip of one another's tongue, each other's earlobes, necks, and shoulders. I'm flexing my thighs around you while our mouths are hungry, starving for one another. You're at home between my thighs, thrusting slowly against me, dripping, rocking back and forth easily outside my labia. I already feel weak. You suckle a mark on my skin. I can't wait to see it between my neck and my ear. So wet. So wonderful. You moan into me. I shiver. With your hand cupping between my legs while you continue to massage my inner thighs. You explore all of my lips, a finger sliding between them easily, and up to their meeting point. It adventures daintily until I gasp aloud, and you hone in with pressure and focus, engorging my ever-sensitive clit. I'm trembling and holding onto your shoulders. My fingers dig in and scratch. I need points of contact. My legs are failing me, and I'm clinging on to you. You slow down and slide a finger inside me, prodding, stroking deeper and forward from my G-spot. Our foreheads press together, and I let your hands start to guide me. We rotate, and you're under the water. We break apart from the waist up. You hold my chin to look at one another and press me against the back wall. Your soaking wet finger enters my mouth from being inside me. I lick it clean greedily while we make hard eye contact. Your eyes burn into me, and I love it. You prop my leg onto a ledge in the shower, and you stretch into me slowly, burying yourself deep until our hips meet. Look at me, love. And so I do. I look at the face I love with all the want that's been buried inside me. I tremble, and I let you scorch me with your gaze. You massage inside me. with agonizing thrusts. I'm flexing my Kegel muscles around you as I get closer to the edge. But you pull out and tuck your juicy cock up between us, signaling a breather. I want more, though. I press my erect nipples against your chest, and I reach for your rosemary-scented shampoo. My fingers probe into your thick hair and massage your head back into your neck, soaping you up. My fingernails scratch down your chest, and they grab you throbbing. I rinse you off, and I'm guiding you back down to fill me. I clutch my thighs tightly around your shaft again. No running away for a breath. Finish me. I lean in and squeeze while I start rinsing the shampoo out. I wiggle on you back and forth while I wash your hair. When I'm done, you walk me backward against the shower wall once more. You slide my left leg up into somewhat of a standing split above your shoulder and enter me achingly again. Stretch me out in every way. You groan heavily with my sharp intake of breath. And holding one another's shoulders, we begin moving back and forth. So deep from this angle. I'm squirming against the wall. I start slipping a little. You feel amazing, but my balance is betraying me. You slide out again, and I spin myself around on both feet, arching back toward you. Your hand scratches down my back, pressing me so that I'm in the position you desire. Then you grab the length of hair on my head, wrapping your hand in it. The tip of you sits at the opening of my front hole. Are you ready? You ask me mischievously. I look back toward you and smile, inching back onto you. I rock my hips a little more. You oblige me with a sharp thrust. I have to pull away a little bit, but you stop me in place with the ponytail you've claimed in your hand, gently coaxing yourself so that I can take all of you. I look back, and I can see your other hand steadied on my hips against yours. They circle around inside me, hitting my G-spot. Then you pump back and forth, angling toward it for my climax. You thrust into me again and again until I'm throwing it back, bouncing off of you, edging us both. Please, don't stop. I cry. Will you pull back my hair? I'm flexible enough to twist and press your mouth on mine as we move toward each other again and again. I'm flexing around you inside me as I get closer. I start to rub my clit and I break away from our kiss. Here, here, I come. I'm still squirming as you hold me in place, going hard inside me, making me feel raw. And then you're filling me up with a cream pie. I can feel you flexing inside me, shaking against me with each release of luscious orgasm. I squeeze my Kegel muscles, and I let you escape, turning for an embrace under the now lukewarm shower. Thank you. I breathe, and we kiss. I can feel your cum dripping down my leg. Will you please wash the rest of me off now? I tease, motioning toward the white trail, beginning on my inner thigh. You've made me a bit of a mess. Thank you for listening to the Heathen Hippie Channel. Our secret is that the last time we went for a date, we both wore butt plugs and went to see the Bob's Burgers movie. We were both so nervous and excited about our secret. Please like, subscribe, and rate this podcast. You can request more content, personalized stories, care packages, and boudoir photos from me on Twitter at HeathenHippie11, Telegram at the tag HeathenHippie, and via email HeathenHippie11@gmail.com. I can't wait to hear from you soon, lovelies.